You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
The Cincinnati Bengals did it. Derrick Henry came back. Didn't matter. Nashville felt disrespected. Didn't matter. I don't know if you saw this, Pete Sweeney. I picked the Titans. I also picked the Packers. I also picked the Bucks, and I also picked the Bills. So a perfect 0-for-4 for me on the weekend. But nice. The Bengals outlasting the Titans 19-16. Evan McPherson, really just magnificent. As a rookie, including the game-winning field goal, obviously had a money quote that you can tell us all about, Pete. I'm sure they won. They dominated. I feel like the Titans just shrunk in the moment. I feel like the Titans' whole game plan was like, Derrick Henry's just going to come back and win this thing for us. And that didn't happen. That never got off the ground. 20 carries, 62 yards. Did have the touchdown that had the moment, like, he's back, whatever, blah, blah. But not enough. And I mean, Ryan Tannehill has been maybe kind of like an evolved version of Jimmy Garoppolo himself, but it's not enough for this offense to contend. And that's because the Bengals didn't even have an elite offensive showing in this game. I mean, Jamar Chase did have 100 yards. Again, another superstar who showed up. And the Bengals, Pete Sweeney, who are going to the AFC Championship, won a road playoff game for the first time in franchise history.
Yeah, this was crazy because there were a number of interceptions that were just freaking nuts in this game. Swings and it was kind of grinded out football, even though both teams were over 300 yards. I think the key was the Titans going 1-for-8 on third down. If you go 1-for-8 on third down, you're not going to win. I think the fact that they were able to get to Joe Burrow so many times in this game,
nine
sacks, a ton of quarterback hits, and still the Bengals sustained and kudos to Burrow, because if you're getting beat up like that and it is just relentless like it was with Tennessee, I mean, you could get frustrated with your offensive line. You know, it could start, you know, you can start going at each other a little bit. He stayed cool, calm, and collected. I think he is one of these guys that's like the ultimate leader in the sense is like, well, let's just keep getting up and keep playing, keep playing, keep playing. And you mentioned McPherson. As you said, the quote was, it looks like we are going to the AFC Championship game. This was before he ended up kicking what was the game winner for 52 yards. So some real swagger to this Bengals team. And I think the city of Cincinnati and the Bengals team continues to, in my mind, deserve this come up of the week. But it's not even the come up of the week. It's like the come up of four decades, right? I mean, they haven't been able to do something like this since, I believe it was 1988. So Bengals fans have been waiting for this for a long time.
It's your year, Pete. No, you're 87. That's right.
No, I was born in 88. Yeah. The year of the dragon. but very disappointing for Ryan Tannehill and a Titans team. And similar in the sense of the Green Bay Packers, you managed to get to this stage and somehow managed to keep the bye. You bought yourself time to bring in Derrick Henry. And I know he didn't necessarily have the yardage, but I thought Derrick Henry looked pretty good, for the most part. And I just felt like they had a golden opportunity here. You win the game, you're hosting the team that wins in Chiefs and Bills. And again, just 1-of-8 on third down and couldn't get it done. The three interceptions again by the Bengals were very impressive. And I was impressed with the Bengals defensively. And that's what really makes, I think, this upcoming game against the Chiefs interesting. Tyrann Mathieu left with a concussion and the Chiefs defense was in shambles. And I just thought the Bengals put together a complete game. And it could be dicey, you know, if the Bengals find a way to curb Kelce and Hill. And I thought going in that as someone who covers the Chiefs, I thought they'd be in better shape maybe playing the Bengals. But as I watched this game, I said, no, this Bengals team has some spice to it. And let's see what they do in this big game.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this show comes from Pendo. Pendo improves the apps your customers and employees rely on. Whether you're building applications for customers or managing applications for employees, Pendo can help deliver better experiences for your users so they can get more value from your software. Pendo also provides AI-powered product analytics that fuel in-app guides to deliver personalized guidance to customers directly inside your app. Visit pendo.io/podcast to learn more about how your team can use Pendo to start building better digital experiences. There, you can also check out Pendo's lineup of free certification courses, 12 hours of in-depth training for your product management teams on topics from AI to product analytics to product-led growth. That's pendo.io/podcast to learn more.